The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Hi there. It's your colon. I'm supposed to be wishing you a happy Thanksgiving, but you know what? F*** you. I don't feel like it. I'm sick and tired of all your crap. Literally. You could at least try to eat a balanced diet. Maybe some more fiber to lend a fella a hand, but no. You're too busy shoving turkey and stuffing down your pie hole to think a little old me stewing in your mess. Ugh. Wish yourself a happy Thanksgiving, motherfucker. I'm sick of your shit. Oh, God.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Maybe some more fiber to lend a fella a hand, but no!
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1784 of the BFO for Wednesday the 26th of November 2014, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, Big Fatty's got a list. Big Fatty, you're prepared, kind of like your Tom Turkey. Hello, push and shovers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, of course, you are pushing shovers today because y'all, everybody, you know, it doesn't matter how well you prepare and how many lists that you make up. Big Freddy, you've got a list. I know. But it doesn't matter how many times you make a list. Y'all, you always forget something. And you have to go back to the Von's East. You have to go back to the Von's East and pick up a couple of little things. And then, of course, you get in there and you go, oh, look at that. I'm going to get one of those too. And y'all, it's all part of the Spanksgiving traditions. But y'all, that's not what we're going to talk about today. Y'all, we've got voice lettuce. And y'all, I have got a recipe for you. So I'm going to give you a second to go get your pencil so that you can start a new Spanksgiving tradition. And y'all, you probably don't have the ingredients, so you'll probably have to go to the Von's East to get it. Yes, we're ready. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, the name of this is called Winner Winner Turkey Dinner. Big Fatty! And y'all, this is the original White Castle stuffing recipe. Big Fatty in a White Castle like a hamburger? It is, but y'all, this was part of a coupon that was in the newspaper, but y'all, it's just weird enough that it actually sounds okay. And I thought maybe if some of you wanted to give it a try, it doesn't take much, but y'all, if you want to give it a try, maybe you could call in and let Big Fatty know if it was vulgar or if it was delicious. But y'all, here's what you need. And I know that these items are available at your local Avon's. But y'all, it's the original White Castle stuffing recipe. You need 10 White Castle hamburgers. Big Fatty, we don't have a White Castle. You can get them in your grocer's freezer case. Oh, that's lovely. But y'all, you have to take the pickles off of them. Big Fatty, the pickles. So you need 10 White Castle hamburgers, one and a half cups of diced celery. Then you need 1 1/4 teaspoons of the ground thyme.
Big Fatty, I think that's thyme.
Oh, okay. I thought it was thyme. 1 1/2 teaspoons of ground sage. Y'all, that's what makes a dressing and all taste like dressing. Yes, Big Fatty. 3/4 of a teaspoon of coarsely ground pepper
and a half, no, excuse me, a quarter of a cup of chicken broth. And so, y'all, what it says is, it says, in a large mixing bowl, tear the hamburgers into pieces. So I guess you defrost them. In a large mixing bowl, tear the hamburgers into pieces and add the diced celery and seasonings. Toss and add the chicken broth. Toss well. Stuff the cavity.
Big Fatty, are you sure you're not talking about puppet theater?
No, this is the... No. Stuff the cavity of the turkey just before roasting makes about 9 cups or enough for a 10 to 12 pound turkey. Note, allow 1 hamburger for each pound of turkey, which will be the equivalent of 3/4 of a cup of stuffing per pound. So y'all, it's weird. I agree. It is, it's as weird as they come, but y'all, it actually doesn't sound so bad to me.
Big Fatty, it's better than that year you made the stuffing with those Krispy Kreme donuts. That was just vulgar. Just vulgar.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin, and oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty, it's Jimmy Bear. So 3 Mexicans die. And they go to heaven, and they arrive at the pearly gates, and are met by St. Peter, who's kind of taken aback. He goes, wait right here, guys. I need to go see the big guy. So St. Peter goes to God's office and said, God, I've got 3 Mexicans out there that want to come in. And God goes, St. Peter, I am ashamed of you. We do not discriminate here. We love everybody. Go right back out there and let them in. So St. Peter goes back, and about 5 minutes later, comes back to God's office and says, God, they're gone. And God goes, what, the Mexicans? He goes, no, the pearly gates. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Oh, Big Fatty, poor turnip head, Irvin Gatti.
Oh, no, not those Mexicans. Oh, y'all, that, of course, first of all, Jimmy Bear, thank you so much for the call. It's just lovely to hear your voice, and it's nice, you know, everybody gets a little stressed out in the holidays, and it's just nice to have a good kerfuffle you can say that one over your dinner table.
Big Fatty, maybe not, especially if Consuela is serving.
Hola, Big Fatty. This is Drusilla. I don't know if you can understand me because I'm getting over a cold. What I was calling about was Kathy Bacon. She said the unthinkable. She said she was going to unsubscribe if you let the gay crema cards go further than Halloween. And I called her a liar because we all know she's lying about that. She would never unsubscribe. Never. Never. All right. I have to deal with puppies. And I'm sick, so bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is that Drusilla Blomey from up there in Cola. You know, I've mentioned this before, but if the state of South Carolina, but y'all, by the way, the state of South Carolina, you can now be homosexual Bubble Honkers official.
Big Fatty, you mean they can get married?
Yes. Drusilla was the number 2 fan of the BFO. I want to say last year. Yes, Big Fatty. And Drusilla, first of all, thank you so much for the call.
Big Fatty, he started it all sounding like a Mexican.
It's true.
Maybe he has the pearly gates.
No, I don't think so. But anyway, First of all, thank you for the call, and I hope you're feeling better. Big Fatty, you've had that call for a while. No, actually, Drusilla was a little tardy in getting that to me. Y'all is about a month tardy. Big Fatty. But anyway, I agree with you, Drusilla. I just can't imagine. I don't think anybody can imagine a BFO without Miss Bacon. Big Fatty, let's give that a little bit of time and think about it, shall we? Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's that Peter G. I have an Ask Big Fatty question for you. Cue the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time. Big Fatty, and Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from that Peter G. You know, he's out there in the Bay Area. So nice a name to try. Peter G, what you got for us?
So, Big Fatty, anyway, I parked my car, was going to go into the locksmith to get a key made, but that's another story, never mind. There, along the sidewalk were a whole big series of big planters with lemon trees in them. And I was going to the parking meter to put the coins into the slot, and I tripped over my own feet and I fell instead into the lemon tree, where a branch, which was very thick and pointy, kind of ripped my shirt in my chest, right where your sternum is. And actually, I stabbed myself in the chest with a lemon tree. So this is just another episode in the long line of klutzy episodes. So my question to you, Big Fatty, is what's the klutziest thing that you have ever done? Broken a bone, cut your finger off, chopping something, fallen down the stairs? I've done kind of all of those things. So that's my question to you. What's the klutziest thing you've ever done? Thank you for calling. Bye, Big Fatty.
Oh my God. Oh my God, Peter G. That may be one of the funniest. I mean, that is Lucille Ball physical humor. I can just imagine. You know, everything is videotaped everywhere you are nowadays. You know that there are people reviewing the tapes, and that one's going in the in the archives to pull out every year for the crema party at the company. You know, is, oh, here's the guy that stabbed himself with the lemon tree. Peter G, that was, first of all, thank you for the call, and I hope you're fine. Oh my God, that was so funny. The klutziest thing I've ever done, y'all. First of all, I don't know that I can answer that, but I will tell you this, Peter G. It gets worse. It absolutely gets worse. Just about every day, I will go to pour something, or I'll go to do something, and y'all, I will make more of a mess trying to do basic motor skills, Big Fatty. And it's just stupid shit. You know, I'll go to measure something out, and I'll pour more of the ingredient on the counter than I will in the bowl. And y'all, it's not like I'm in a hurry or anything, y'all. You just lose your motor skills, Big Fatty. That ain't all you lose. I don't know that I have a specific thing, but even if I did, it wouldn't be any better than that. Big Fatty, do you think Peter G's okay? Well, I don't know for sure, but he did call back.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's that Peter G. wanted to give you a little more content. Gas prices here, I paid $3.09 per gallon out in the California, which is the cheapest it's been in, I don't know, like 1,000 years. So $3.09 a gallon. There you go. That's your gas price update. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Peter G. And Peter G., first of all, thank you for calling back. We always need to know about gas.
Big Fatty, you mean petroleum.
Petroleum prices. And that brings up an excellent a reminder for Big Fatty. Y'all, I meant to tell you, on the way over here, and Peter G., I'm not discounting what you were saying, because I know the California has some of the highest gas prices. Prices in the nation, but on the way over here to the Horror Hotel, Big Fatty saw regular gas for $2.48 a gallon, y'all, and I filled up at the Sam's Club on the way out of town for $2.52. So it's coming down, and Peter G, it sounds like you too may even get below $3 a gallon, but before Christmas. Big Fatty, that would just be lovely.
Big Fatty, it's me. Excuse me. Ooh, excuse me again. That's Beer. Larry H. Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
How are you doing? Oh, my goodness. Big Fatty, I have just packed my valise and my grip and my steamer trunk because Larry Cly and I are off in the morning to the northern coal mines, and I am not a fan of going to the northern coal mines, as you may or may not be aware, but about every other year we have to venture up there, and it's going to be about 0 degrees and snowing. So I have packed, you know, the gloves, and I even bought special long underpants, which I got fitted for. It was very awkward. And the scarf and the toboggan, it's got a Captain America seal on it. I thought it's pretty nifty. I'm sure I'll get fired for wearing it. You know, the wool and all this fun stuff. But I was calling because I have a very important question. Can I borrow the hamisole, please? Lord, I hope that the butt warmers in the Vader family jalopy will get us there without freezing and turning into a popsicle. And by the Vader family jalopy, I mean the coal mine jalopy, because, you know, my car doesn't have any butt warmers in it. So anyway, we will miss you this year. It's me and the straight men and Larry Cly. So wish us luck. I'm sure it's going to be lovely. You're fat. I got to hang up. My new iPhone 6 is dying. Okay, bye.
Y'all, that, of course, is old Vader. And Vader, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Y'all, that came in last week before old Vader and Larry Cly went up on the trip to the Virginia Vagina on a freight. And they were returning on Sunday, and y'all. But the fact that we're playing that call today is a good reminder, because y'all, I think they say that two of the busiest days for travel in the jalopy are the Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, and the Sunday after Thanksgiving, because a lot of people, you know, they have that freight day off, and so y'all, they just turned it into a 4-day weekend, and y'all, so if you're out there and you're traveling, remember to pack your hamisole. Now y'all, one little thing I want to remind all of you about is tonight on the NBC, the National Broadcasting Company, y'all, they've got a show called The Making of Peter G. No, Big Fatty, it's Peter Pan. The Making of Peter Pan. And you know, y'all, coming up on December the 4th, they're going to have that Peter Pan live, like they did The Sound of Music last year. So, y'all, you might want to check it out tonight on NBC. And, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard McColin. And, Colin, you got any advice for everybody as they enjoy a day of gluttony tomorrow?
Maybe some more fiber to lend a fella a hand, but no!
Oh, Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about lending a hand while we're at the Horror Hotel.
You can comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.